Now, I'm going to bring on, and I'll go through this whole thing. Greg Bakken is kind enough to join us. He'd be our local expert because he hosts on Sundays at 4 o'clock here on AM 950 Ghost Box Radio, which deals with paranormal activities. Greg, thank you very much. I appreciate the time today.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. This is a very interesting photo.
So I want to give a background once again for this. Saturday night, we got together with some friends. We did a scavenger hunt, which was a way for us to get out of the house and be socially distant. And my daughter and I went to various locations. And we get a clue, and we have to go to the next location. Well, after sunset, so the sun was down. The park was pretty much empty. It was dark outside. I did not have a flash on. We got to what is Shady Oak Cemetery, which is right by Lone Lake Park in Minnetonka, right off of Shady Oak Road, north of the crosstown. That was the location. And we took a picture. Now, what had happened is about 4:40, I think it was 4:44, I took a picture of my daughter. 40 seconds later, she took a picture of me. Now, in the picture of my daughter, there is no flashing red orb on top of a gravestone. But on the picture of me, indeed, in the gravestone, you can see in both images, the mine, there was one, which started an interesting discussion. Now, I'm a little bit of a skeptic. I thought it was maybe just some kind of quirk of the phone, but I had numerous people call up, say, no, they think it was a ghost. I had a lot of people. I had a fight breakout between debunkers. One that wanted to believe it was a taillight, one that wanted to believe it was a laser pointer, some that wanted to believe it was just a phone quirk. But needless to say, yesterday what had happened, there's a guy who's been going on, a friend of mine, who he thinks he found that the angle is it's likely a taillight from Shady Oak Road. That's his theory. Well, immediately I get another about five people that say, that looks nothing like a taillight. And unless that taillight is like on the space shuttle, it's not exactly going to be seen. It's not going to be picked up like that. So that's why I've called you on here. There still seems to be a lot of questions on what exactly it is. You are an expert. What is your background on Ghost Box Radio?
So I'm a paranormal investigator and sensitive, meaning that I can pick up energies and whatnot. And definitely, I spent many years going to locations, both known locations where we kind of just go do investigations for fun, also private investigations where we help people try to communicate with ghosts, try to figure out what's happening in people's homes, and come across stuff like this where, you know, it's like, what is this? Can we explain something like this?
And I know what you're feeling like, because there was a moment, my whole family, we were down in Savannah, Georgia, which is known for its cemeteries.
Yeah.
And I was in Savannah, Georgia, and we went to a cemetery. And I mean, first of all, it was summer in Savannah, so it was only like 97 degrees and 97% humidity. So it was god awful. But all of us together got near one gravestone, and it got cold. I mean, it got cold, and it was really weird. We kept looking around saying, is there a building that's venting AC or something? And there was nothing. It just was there. So I agree that there are things beyond my understanding, and I just accept that. That is just kind of the world here. But I look at this, and it seems that not only are people – there are a lot of people like you, but there's a lot of people, especially with the rise of some of these TV shows – in the debunking side, that they're desperately trying to discredit this. And I don't know. I think initially the idea was, well, by discrediting it, if we find something we can't discredit, that gives it validity. But now it seems like it's just more – there's a lot of people out there just, you know, poo-pooing on this and just saying, it's no big deal. The reality is I'm guessing your experiences have shown you, no, there is something seriously going on here.
So do you want me to tell you what I think about this photo?
I would love to hear what you think about this photo.
It's a demon. No, I'm just kidding. It's not. I say that because every time someone comes to me about something that happened in their home, whether it be like the air conditioner blows on them or something, they always say to me it's a demon, just like they do in the shows. And it's never a demon. Okay, so now that I got that out of the way. But it's a demon. No.
Well, I hope not. I mean, there's not. We've got a small house, for goodness sakes.
And the sensitive in me tells me that it followed you home. No. what this is, I think, first of all, it can't be a taillight, in my opinion, because that would have to be, like you said, like the taillight of either, you know, the space shuttle that has, like, really strong, you know, focused light on it, or just the fact that there was a car on the graveyard, you know, just right in front of it, because that it won't be as pinpointed as that. Okay. That's really very strong. You know, the thing that pops in my mind, I don't know if you've heard of the term pareidolia, which is, you know, we use it in the paranormal as well as it's just used outside of the realm of paranormal, where everyday things kind of gives off the impression of being something else. You might look at, like, a lake and maybe some trees around it from above, like you're in a helicopter. It's like, oh, that looks like an eye and an eyebrow above it or something like that, but it's not. It's kind of seeing things that are not there. I think with what this photo is, and I could be completely wrong because none of us really know for sure, but I think it's something to do with the refraction of light within the lens. I don't think that there is anything paranormal about it. But at the same time, what's interesting is normally when you get something like that, what happens is that there's some light around you. Like there's either sharp light or something that gives off that refraction into the lens. So you can kind of see maybe where it comes from.
Yeah.
There is nothing here that gives it that. Hmm. But at the same time, it just seems like stuff that I have seen before when going through photos and kind of seeing what's around. And normally when we're on investigations, what we'll do is we're going to take, if we're at a location that we feel like might have spirits or something there, we're going to take like three photos in a row, at least three photos in a row. That way what you do is if you see something that just seems a little off, you can kind of see whether or not there's a progression of movement or mm-hmm. something within the other photos around it to kind of maybe help give some sort of answer to it. Now, let me ask you this, Matt.
Sure.
While you're there, and you know, you're caught up in the moment doing your scavenger hunt, did you feel anything, like just on your body or anything? Did you feel like, oh, well, this kind of feels odd out here?
Well, okay, I want to be careful here. Now, first of all, I want to say there was no other cars in the Lone Lake, because on our side where we took that photo was in the Lone Lake Park parking lot. And of course, we were keeping an eye out for any other scavenger hunters that were out that mm-hmm. night. So we would have seen another car come in. We did not see another car come in. So that kind of takes it out. I've also, by the way, agreed with you. I think this is a quirk of the phone, although I don't know where the light source would have come from per se. But I agree, because I've seen similar things to this on photos I've taken where the sun is very visible. So I agree with that. I will say this. Now, I just play it off as it was the sun had just gone down. And if you are at Lone Lake Park, it is a big open soccer field, so wind can pick up a little bit. I did get a chill. Whether or not I remember this because I was doing the fake, you know, fear thing, like, look out, I'm in a cemetery, in the photo, which you can see in the photo. And then I said, okay, let's get going. It's getting cold out here. And then my daughter remembers me saying this. So I did get a little chill, but I don't know if that could have easily just been the fact sun had gone down and we had a wind across the soccer field.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting. There is no, like, and not that you would necessarily see this with an orb or anything. There isn't any sort of, like, light emanating behind onto the gravestone either. Not that that would normally be the case. But it just feels like to me that there was some sort of quirk that happened that your daughter just got the photo at the right angle to get that sort of anomaly. What I'd love to do, if you're okay with it, I'd love to be able to post it on my pages.
Sure.
And just see what everyone on my pages think that it might be. Because just because I don't think it's real doesn't mean that others don't have a different opinion of it either.
Have you ever had any reports of anything, any paranormal activity at the Shady Oak Cemetery?
You know, I'm not specifically there, but I guarantee the funny thing about that, and this is where people get very skeptic about it, is like, it doesn't even need to have reports because, you know, the people that I work with on this stuff, they're getting messages from spirit all the time. And that's a whole other level of whether or not you want to believe in that sort of thing. So, you know, everywhere we go, we're going to be connecting with spirit of some way, somehow. So it's just kind of like we all believe that it's everywhere. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter if it's a cemetery, my house, or anywhere else, that there's going to be some kind of spirit or haunting happening.
Greg Bakken is joining us. Ghost Box Radio airs at 4 o'clock on Sunday here on AM 950. So I'll ask you just on a general question here. What's the scariest place you've ever been in Minnesota?
Ooh, Minnesota. You know, Minnesota is not a scary place. In my opinion, there was a cemetery that we went up to, and I can't remember. It's up by the Iron Range, and we went there in the middle of the night. A psychic medium and myself, and this other guy who is just kind of like really, really kind of gung ho about, you know, being an investigator. He was an investigator, and he's just like, you know, nothing scares me, and you know, I'm going to take you to the cemetery, and you know. We get to the cemetery, and it's very creepy. Cemeteries at night are just creepy. It doesn't matter if you're going to get a spirit interaction or not. They're just creepy, right? And we go up through the back entrance, which isn't really an entrance. It's just like kind of a opening of trees. And my friend and I, we're just like, we're getting out of the truck because it's like 3 a.m. We just want to explore. That's what he brought us up here for. And he just looks at us. He's like, what are you doing? Well, we're getting out. And he's like, why? It's like, because we're investigating. That's what we do. That's what you do, I thought. And he's like, I'm not getting out. We left him in there, and we just walked around. Nothing scary really happened, but it's just kind of funny how people get all gung-ho about it, just like they do in the TV shows. And then when you actually present them with something, this one in particular, kind of, if he could, he'd open up the truck hood and kind of crawl in it or something and shut it behind him. He was pretty scared.
And that was up on the Iron Range?
That's up by the Iron Range, yeah.
One of the stories I always remember, there's a house over on Summit Avenue that's supposedly pretty bad. And some media personality, I think it was a radio host, was going to, on Halloween, stay in there, and about 11 o'clock came out. Now, I work in radio. The first thing I think of, okay, it's fixed. You did the whole setup here just to make it seem like it is to give good radio on a Halloween. But there are one or two people that have told me that actually took place. You know, as you say, it's not really scary. I guess what for you, when you are investigating this, what makes something, okay, this is really unique?
I think any sort of spirit interaction makes it unique, okay? So, like, even if you get a lot of, like, responses through different equipment, or if you hear, sometimes you hear a disembodied voice. Like, you'll hear, like, we were at a private investigation, just last Friday. We did it in somewhere in St. Paul, and actually my guest who was supposed to be on the show last Sunday, psychic medium tarot card reader Ane, came through with us to read the house. When we were there a previous time earlier, we heard a little girl talk, like, just, she kind of gave a little scream.
Ew.
And there's nobody around at all. Nobody around at all, and I mean outside, because there was nobody. They were on a plot of land, kind of away from everything else. It was inside the houses, inside the room we were in, and that's unique. I mean, people say that, oh, that's scary. Sure, it can be. It's unusual, but to us, it's exciting, it's fascinating. And the next question the people I hang around with for these investigations will ask is, how can we help them? What can we do to maybe make sure that she is okay, maybe make sure that she has what she needs to cross over if she wants to? It's all a matter of, you know, how do we help the people who are in the houses that are being haunted, but how do we help the spirits also?
And I'm glad you said that, because the first thing, I'm glad that you're sort of debunking this on your own, and you're agreeing with me, it's a phone quirk. But the reality there is something very sad about the thought of someone dying and 60 years later, their spirit or a part of them is just there at the gravestone sitting in a cemetery. I mean, that's sad. And I agree with you. I think that there is an element to this, is if there is this element out there, yeah, what can you do to, you know, so that you're not just sitting there in one room of one house or on a tombstone out there and you move on?
And I'll just quickly say that house that we were at on Saturday, Ane picked up a spirit of what it sounds like an African slave, because we don't know. There is this, like, crypt underneath the house that predates the house I was in. It's a very odd situation. It's been around there for a very long time. It seemed to be some kind of tunnel that moved people out, and we don't exactly know what it was, but she picked up a boy who may have been a slave, may have been something else, but goes back a ways, you know, maybe 150 years or something like that. And it sounds like that him and a number of other people that were there didn't know that they had passed. They still thought that they were living.
Yeah. Is this what you guys are going to be talking about up on the upcoming show on Sunday here?
Sunday, Anne is going to be on, but she's going to do one question readings, and she is such a gifted medium that people will call and ask about specific things. She'll be able to give them some really good readings about what's going to happen, and it's amazing how many people come back and say, you know what? What you said was dead on. It's really incredible. And that's, she's going to be on doing live one question readings on Sunday.
So that's Sunday, 4 o'clock, right here on AM 950. Greg Bakken, Ghost Box Radio. Greg, I appreciate the time. Thank you for clarifying this. And I have the biggest fight, the thing which has been amazing to me, like I said earlier, the biggest fight has been through the debunkers, the ones that believe it's the camera or something else, and the ones that believe the taillight, because those two groups of people are really going after each other.
They get passionate, don't they? It's amazing.
If any of your listeners come up with any theories on my photo, by all means, let me know, okay?
I will be more than happy to.
Greg Bakken, Ghost Box Radio. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
You bet.